Jack Divers, Dragonfly.
What about, did you ever call a dragonfly or the other name or hear it called?
Devils. Oh, you said dragonfly. I don't know.
I see. Now, do you think you heard Devil's Darning Needle?
Could have been. Devil's something. It had a devil's in it, I don't remember.
Well, that's, do you think you heard that spoken, or perhaps did you read it? The reason I ask is that that's the first time outside New England I've ever heard that Devil's Darning Needle.
I remember reading recently something about, I was reading a book and said, something about the devil's darning needle. Mm-hmm. But now, I don't remember the devil's darning needle. It was something about the devil's devil fly or something.
Devil fly. Mm-hmm. You never called it a snake doctor? Or
snake doctor, I heard.
Mosquito hawk?
Yes, I may have as we were growing up. We used to have them on the ditch. I used to love to watch them.
It's a fascinating bug. It's collected
really
an extraordinary number of names.
Well, it's pretty.
Yes, it is, and it has interesting movements.
Yes, it does, an interesting color, especially in the sun.
And little things that would get on your ankles.
Gnats, chiggers, you mean red bugs.
Red bugs?
I said red bugs, but chiggers is a familiar term. Mm-hmm.
And would children ever refer to grasshoppers as hopper grass? Always grasshoppers. And the things that would fly around a lamp, in the evening.
Moths, light bugs.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of light bugs, those that
lightning bugs
flash on and off. Mm-hmm. Candle flies, does that sound? Have you ever
I've heard
hear
it,
that?
Yes, but I've heard
you
that.
You never used it here?
No, I don't think I have, but I've heard it used.
And different kinds of birds?
Oh, we have a lot of them. We grew up with bluebirds, which are very rare now, because they like the droppings from the horses, and they like the silence, and we don't have much of that anymore. They also like to build in the rotted telephone poles, and they've gone underground, so we don't have many redbirds and bluebirds and thrushes and woodpeckers.
Now, there is an interesting word. Did you ever hear that called peckerwood?
Yeah.
From whom?
Well, it was used in a derogatory sense about somebody who came in from the country. You can't expect that peckerwood to have any sense.
See, it is applied to
a
people.
Person.
Mm-hmm. That was a fairly severe
yes,
term.
It was not complimentary.
And how about different kinds of owls?
The screech owl, which was considered bad luck, and the hoo owl,
and different small animals. One of the questions here: how common was this term of varmint? Was that would be a
varmint? That was used of people more than animals.
Is that right?
He's nothing but a varmint.
And that's below a peckerwood.
Oh, it was.
I see.
It had an odor.
I see. How about small animals then that might
rats
be a kind of nuisance?
You mean like possums and coons and weasels?
You have skunks.
Did they have a skunks? Did they have a special name for those? Not that I know.
Mm-hmm. And squirrels, different kinds of
squirrels.
Squirrels,
yes.
Call?
The gray squirrel and the brown squirrel.
And do you have a little thing that runs on the ground, looks like a squirrel?
Chipmunk.
You do have those.
I've never seen them here. I've seen them in Alabama, and I've known what they were, but I don't remember seeing them as children.
Mm-hmm. And different frogs?
Bullfrog and